Are you looking for genuine hope? That's what I entitled today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I'm Bill Crowder. In the early 1960s, the U.S. was filled with anticipation of a bright future. Youthful President John F. Kennedy had introduced the new frontier, the Peace Corps, and the task of reaching the moon. A thriving economy caused many people to expect the future to simply let the good times roll. Then the war in Vietnam escalated. National unrest unfolded. Kennedy was assassinated, and the accepted norms of that previously optimistic society were dismantled. Optimism simply wasn't enough, and in its wake, disillusionment prevailed. Then in 1967, theologian Jürgen Moltmann's A Theology of Hope pointed to a clearer vision. This path wasn't the way of optimism, but the way of hope. The two aren't the same thing. Moltmann affirmed that optimism is based on the circumstances of the moment, but hope is rooted in God's faithfulness, regardless of our situation. What's the source of this hope? In 1 Peter chapter 1, Peter wrote, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Our faithful God has conquered death through His Son, Jesus. The reality of this greatest of all victories lifts us beyond mere optimism to a strong, robust hope every day and in every circumstance. Today's scripture reading is from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 9. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you who, through faith, are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen Him, you love Him. And even though you do not see Him now, you believe in Him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Let's pray. God, this world is distressing and confusing, and many voices want to drive us to a perspective that feels void of hope. Help us to root our hearts in the promise and the power of the resurrection of Jesus, who holds the future. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.